Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Governor Andrew Cuomo held a briefing yesterday morning and talked about school-level testing results. He's promised those. Districts are saying they don't collect data on COVID-19. Give us an update on the briefing yesterday.
We got a little bit more of a glimpse into what this dashboard, and it's a State Department of Health website dashboard, what it's going to look like. And this is the thing that Governor Cuomo was talking about, a quote-unquote testing report card. And he finally started to roll out a few more of the details. And what he specifically wants is districts all around New York State to work with their health departments and to report very school-specific information on the total tests for COVID-19 and also, more importantly, is the positive cases. And that report card or dashboard is supposed to go live this morning. But the problem that we encounter, and we talked to a number of different school officials and also public health officials in the Capital Region last night, and they say even with the information and some of the guidance that they are starting to get, they are still in a quandary because they don't do these kind of testing themselves. You know, they will not have this kind of information from every single student. And so how are we supposed to report some information that we don't collect? So they're right now trying to figure out how they can comply with these guidance and help the public figure this stuff out. But there's really a big question. The schools say, yeah, we do health screenings of all of our students and staff. But right now we have no plans to be doing our own testing. And so, you know, we just don't know how we're going to comply.
From there to Schenectady and the issue of nuisance properties.
Yeah, it's an annual story that they've got lots of problems with these nuisance properties, with loud music, fireworks, revving dirt bikes, prostitution, et cetera, et cetera. So it's an old problem. Last night, the Schenectady City Council had a discussion about implementing some kind of an aggressive plan where they can provide data sheets. They call these things data sheets to city police to help them track the complaints that they get for these individual properties. And they say right now, even when they get these individual complaints, there's not always necessarily a tabulation where the city officials can say, well, we've been to this house X number of times and we're going to take some action to try to get some compliance. So last night they were talking about a point system where if there's a call and there's a violation of something with gambling or marijuana arrest, they'll tabulate those and they'll give the cops a little bit of a chance to start to crack down because they acknowledge right now they just don't have a way to sort of track these things. In a related discussion last night, they talked about ways they can try to get on top of overgrown properties. In particular, apparently there's been an increase in complaints about city-owned properties being overgrown with weeds, etc. And at least one of the council members said, you know, the city's looking really terrible right now, and we've got to do something to get on top of this. In response, the mayor, Gary McCarthy, is pointing out, saying, you know, we're dealing with some budget shortfalls, and we're trying to figure out how to get our staffing. And at the same time, some of our city crews have been decimated with time off, absenteeism related to COVID and other issues. But they're talking about how they've had to shuffle around employees, and this is adding to the challenge of getting on top of the overgrown city properties.
His name is Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you next Wednesday.
Have a good day, David.